Mike, it's been almost a year since we sat in here. We did a couple of podcast things, and we tried to guess where things were going. There was a lot of question marks at the time. You didn't even know how many tickets to print or how many people could get in the front gate for last year's Valspar Championship. But fortunately now it sounds like that's back running at full steam, and hopefully the resort is right behind it.
It's interesting to look back, Rory. We are so enthused and excited about Valspar coming here. A couple changes. We're back in March, so we're in the Florida swing where we belong. That was great news. So March 17 to 20 is tournament dates this year. And we're so pleased that the PGA Tour does not have any capacity restrictions, no restrictions on large gatherings. So we anticipate the gate is going to be gangbusters. To put it in perspective, in 2018, when Tiger was here, we had 152,000 come through the gates in 4 days. This year, in 22, without Tiger, if we got 130,000, I think that's the minimum we're going to have. So people are looking forward to the tournament. The build is bigger than we've ever had. More corporate tents, more corporate chalets, and they're all pre-sold and pre-committed. Everything is looking to have a great tournament. We've got a strong field, and it continues to get better with each new commitment that we get.
Well, I remember the 152,000 year, especially with the signs that were up in front before the tournament that said Rory is coming. So, you know, we always remember things like that. And it was an incredible tournament that year. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, I understand the field is already shaping up very good for this year. You know, you talk to players and they all love coming here.
They do. It's one of the things that we've really enjoyed from a media standpoint. The players come off the course and they have nothing but great things to say. So many of them say it's in the top five courses that they play on tour each year. And that really resonates with our golfers, with the groups coming down for a golf junket. They love hearing that. And I know that it's worth it when we do the tournament. Months later, I'll be sitting in the restaurant and I'll hear a couple guys at the bar talking about, I watched this on TV. We saw that Paul Casey was winning the tournament. We wanted to come down and play Copperhead. That's why we're here. And when I hear those kind of comments, I know that it's all worth it.
Well, I know that golfers love to play where the pros play. And, you know, you offer the access to the any day golfer to come out here and do just that, and on a superb golf course. And I think it's quite a great attraction. And it's nice that Innisbrook is able to do that to people who just love the game.
No doubt. You know, as we were talking earlier, Roy, if there's a silver lining to COVID, it's been the surge in popularity in golf. And Innisbrook is no exception. We've had numbers through the roof of golfers that want to come down and play. And the fact that we have 72 holes of golf and offer them a little bit something different on each of our courses makes Innisbrook the preferred destination for golfers everywhere.
Well, I know that not only do people love coming here and playing Copperhead, they love playing all four of the golf courses that you offer. And apparently now there's some talk that you might be building a few more golf holes. Fill us in on that.
You know, we look at how do we remain extremely competitive and the destination of choice for golfers who have those annual golf trips and they're going to the premier spots around the country, the Pebble Beach, Kohler, Bandon, Pinehurst. And something that they've all done over the last several years is build a short course. And a short course is not a par three. It's a course designed to be fun. It's designed to be played in an hour. There's no magic to the number of holes that it contains. And it's all about fun. We look at, you know, golf groups that play 18 or 27 in a day. They come in, it's still light out, they've had dinner, they want to grab a cocktail and a putter and a wedge and go out and have a little fun on a short course. It makes great sense. I spoke to my counterpart at Pinehurst, and he shared with me that last year, their short course called The Cradle generated 35,000 rounds of golf. He said, every golf group that comes through, they want to make sure that they get a round at the Cradle. We want to do the same thing here at Innisbrook. We've been talking to all of the top golf course designers. We hope to have one selected here in the not too distant future and begin construction, if not later this year, certainly early in 23.
Where on the property would that go? And as you just mentioned, sometimes these short courses, there's no set amount of holes. More or less, there's usually 9, but it could be 12. It could be 13, as we've seen at Sand Valley. There's even 17. I think there was plans for 18, but some housing said, well, we'll cut the space down a little bit and we'll come up with another unique number. But for people who've been here before, know the property, where's it going?
Our North course, which is full 18-hole championship course right now, we think there's an opportunity for us to take about 70 acres of that. And one of the designs of the many that we've looked at calls for the working name is the Innisbrook 12. 12 holes that we would route through what is essentially the front nine of the North course today. It creates a great layout. It enables us to also reroute some holes on the south course and make south a really dramatic golf course for our golf members and for our traveling guests that come down here to play. So we've got a short course concept. We're looking at developing a 2.5-acre practice putting green right behind the Osprey Clubhouse. It would give us a 3-hole practice loop that those who are taking golf instruction here can spend time on the range with our pros and instructors and then go play a little situational golf on 3 holes. So it really revamps the golf experience at Innisbrook and gives us an opportunity to compete with the finest golf resorts in the country.
Well, you mentioned Pinehurst. You know, they discovered that even though it's not the biggest course, they still needed to add a halfway house. There's a bar out there between some holes now, which, you know, they even, there was people going around so many times, they got tired of trekking all the way back to the clubhouse just to use the men's room or the women's room. So they had to put in bathrooms out there. It's amazing the amount of time that people are spending at these facilities, and some of them have just incorporated an all-day rate. It's as much as you want to play for whatever it is, 50, 60, 70 bucks, and I'm wondering if that's sort of something else you're considering here.
You know, we haven't gotten into the pricing and how we would market this at this point. We're still a year away from probably the first round of golf being played there. At the earliest, it's a year away. All of those things we're going to consider. We'll look and see how other clubs are doing it, what seems to work best for the golf experience here at Innisbrook.
Mike, the other things here are, you know, we mentioned 4 courses, and I'm looking forward to diving into kind of a look at all 4 of them here. But tell us a little bit more about the other 3 courses besides Copperhead. That gets a lot of exposure on TV, but people don't know a lot about the other 3, and might any changes be coming to them?
We're always looking at improving each of the courses. Certainly the Copperhead, which everyone knows about because of the tournament, but our Island course, which was the first 18-hole track built here at Innisbrook 52 years ago, is a wonderful track. In fact, in 1990, the NCAA Division I men's finals were held here, and they chose the Island course to compete the championship on over Copperhead. And ironically, it was the year that Phil Mickelson won his NCAA championship here on the Island course. Island is a great track. I think the front nine of Island could be the most difficult 9 holes here at Innisbrook. A great, great offering. Our South course is another 18-hole championship caliber course that meanders out to. It's our only course that doesn't have 1 and 9 coming back to the clubhouse. It's more of a link style where when you complete your first 9 holes, you're as far away from the clubhouse as you can be, and then we wind our way back. Some of the changes that we would do to South is creating a more dramatic finishing hole. With the overall changes that we've discussed, taking a 18th hole par 3 and turning it into a 18th hole par 5 with water that could come into play on your tee shot, on your second shot, and then your third shot into the green would have to traverse water and make for a much more dramatic finishing hole, and I think improve the South course immeasurably.
Last fall, we went down to the Senior LPGA Championship at the French Lick Resort. It was the end of their run. We talked to the players, and we said, what do you think about this championship going forward? And at least 10 of them told us that they were really looking forward to playing the championship here next year. That was the word, and that this October, that could be on the schedule. Can you give us an update on that? Is the Senior LPGA a possibility here at Innisbrook at some point going forward?
We'd certainly like to think that it is. We had ongoing discussions with Jane Geddes before she left her role as CEO of the Legends Tour. We are engaged in discussions right now, trying to find dates that make sense. I'd love to have a three-year commitment for a tournament here at Innisbrook for the senior ladies. And if it could be the LPGA Championship, Senior LPGA Championship, so much the better. But at this point, nothing's finalized.
Anything else you'd like to say about the resort at this time? I know a lot of people still look forward to coming to Florida, getting out of our bad weather, and whether they come in January or the spring or the summer, Florida is always a great destination.
You know, our courses are in great shape right now. The Overseed took really well this past fall. It's been a great 4 months of growing grass, so everything is lush and green. It is a time when folks from up north look to get out of the ice and cold and come down here, and I think today we're a balmy 68 at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, about the time we head out the front gate and depart. But Mike Williams, great catching up with you, and always nice to have a post-PGA show visit over at Innisbrook Resort, one of the best in the country.
Roy, thanks so much. We look forward to having you back here again soon, and